The Blue Jay baseball team drops a pair of games to Mandan, and the Jamestown softball team ends their 12-game winning streak on the road against Bismarck High. I'm Jared Matheny with local sports from NewsDakota.com. We begin yesterday with the Jamestown Blue Jay baseball team losing both their games to Mandan on Tuesday night at Jack Brown Stadium, dropping in Game 1 4-1 before losing Game 2 5-2. Mandan got in the scoring column in the first game during the second inning when the Braves scored three runs, including two off of a triple by Ben Kleinecht. Mandan would add an additional run in the seventh to lead 4-0 going into the bottom of the last inning. But Jamestown created some havoc in the bottom of the seventh. The inning began with an error defensively by Mandan. Jamestown would score a run off an RBI single from Mason Lunsman and force Mandan to put a different pitcher on the mound in Stetson Kuntz. Kuntz would deliver a 7-2 double play on a flyout to left field, and Jamestown tried to score a run from third. He was thrown out at the plate. Lunsman pitched all seven innings in the first game, allowing 11 hits but just three earned runs while also striking out three. Jamestown tallied seven total hits in game one, with all seven hits coming from a different Blue Jay hitter. The Blue Jays would drop game two as well, 5-2 the final score, and they are now 4-11 on the season. Jamestown will travel to Aberdeen Central on Thursday before returning to Jack Brown Stadium on Friday at 4:30 to face Williston. The Blue Jays softball team lost both their games yesterday and ended their 12-game winning streak on the road at Bismarck High. Jamestown lost game one 7-2 before losing game two 3-2, the final score. The Blue Jays softball team is back in action on Friday on the road as they travel to West Fargo Cheyenne for a non-conference game, which is scheduled for a 6:30 start time. You can always stay up to date with everything happening in local sports over at NewsDakota.com. I'm Jared Matheny, and this has been your local sports report.